Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1 with It's for Women. The car insurance you can sort online anytime.
Earlier this week, the Irish Times reported a truly heartwarming story. 47-year-old pianist Phil Ware was left partially paralysed and effectively alone in the world last year, having suffered a severely debilitating stroke last year. But then his musical family here in Ireland stepped in and rallied around their adopted brother. And on Saturday next, in the Triscoll Arts Centre in Cork, a special fundraiser will be held to further aid Phil's recovery. Well, to tell us more about it, I'm joined now by two of Phil's closest friends, the internationally acclaimed jazz singer, Honor Heffernan, and Cormac Larkin, who's jazz critic with the Irish Times. Morning to you both. Let me start with you, Cormac. You wrote that wonderful piece in the Irish Times. Tell my listeners a little about Phil Ware and how you both came to know him.
Well, Phil arrived in Ireland about 20 years ago. He was already a kind of a fully formed jazz musician. He had born in London, and he'd been kind of a finalist in the Young Jazz Musician of the Year in the UK several times. So he was already a really strong player. And I think he came over to Dublin and realized that he might get more work here than he was getting in London. So he came in about 2000 and like immediately had an impact on the scene because he was just such a good player.
And he often accompanied you, Honor, didn't you, when you were singing?
Yes, Miriam, we worked together for quite a long time. I met Phil shortly after he arrived in Dublin and we hit it off very, very well and we became good friends and had good crack. And then we started doing gigs together and we gigged really from about 2003 until February last year, basically. We also lived in a house together. So we became like family and friends. We travelled to India. We toured in India. We were in London and in Paris playing. So, you know, we became close, even though we weren't living in each other's ear, but we were very close, yeah.
And so,
are very close.
Great. Say. And Cormac, I suppose, his stroke then in June of last year, for anyone, this would be a catastrophic event, so young. But for Phil as a pianist, it was especially so, wasn't it?
Well, I think, you know, like high-level players like that, they conflate their identity entirely with their ability to play. And like Phil was such a high-level player. And I think, you know, when he woke up and realized, oh, God, I can't move my right hand. I can't. The right hand particularly is the sort of where the action is in a pianist. And, I know that he's asked himself many times since then, well, if I can't play the piano, who the hell am I, you know?
Mm. And Honor, had he any close family around? Anyone, I suppose, who could support him or indeed make crucial decisions about his treatment?
Well, he has a half-sister in England, Alison, who has been truly wonderful. But because of COVID, of course, she wasn't able to get over here. So, in fact, he was very lucky. Well, when I say he was very lucky, we were very lucky that we were in a position to help him. And he had asked me to be his next of kin a while before that for an eye treatment he was having. So it was already sort of established. And I was very, very happy to support him and Alison. And with Cormac, the three of us just kind of worked together in all different aspects of his care. As Cormac calls me pastoral care, I'm like his mother or his big sister, Phil's mother or big sister. And I love doing it. And, you know, the wonderful thing is that Phil's personality has been coming through really since when the first time we saw him was very early when he was in the Mater Hospital. Cormac and I went to see him. And while he was very, very down, there was a deep sense and not able to communicate at that point. There was definitely, we both felt at the time that he's definitely there. We could see, and by his reaction, sometimes you'd know he was absolutely seeing you and hearing what you were saying. And over the last year, like, he has made incredible progress. And as Cormac says, we both were asking ourselves, oh my God, if he can ever play again, what'll he do? What'll he be like? You know, this is, for me, that was just unthinkable. You know, having worked with him and knowing how he is and what kind of player he is, to think that he could never play again was like, oh my God, the end of the world, you know.
And how is he doing, Cormac? And tell me about the fund you both set up to help him out.
So, well, I mean, I think, first of all, it's really important to say that from the moment that this happened to Phil, our health service stepped in and he has got the best care that you could possibly imagine. And that has all been entirely free, which has been really inspiring. Mm-hmm. But so we asked a neurologist, Professor Colin Doherty from Trinity, to come on board. He's a music fan, and to come on board to help advise us. And what he said was that in the long term, we would need money to support Phil in order for him to be able to live independently in the future. And so we thought, okay, well, all his friends are asking us, how can we help? So we thought, well, look, we'll set up the fund and we'll, so that there's somewhere for people to come to if they want to help out and donate money. But it's been an overwhelming response.
Incredible,
donations,
yeah.
Big and small, have been flowing in. And I think what's really inspiring is that this last year and a half has been such a difficult time for all musicians and people earning very little money. And they've been making not one contribution, but like I see people coming back again and again. People that have played with Phil, people that studied with Phil, people who are students, coming back again and again and making little donations just to help Phil. So that's been hugely inspiring, and it really will help Phil in the future. Not only because of the financial side of it, but also Phil is aware of this. And he knows that people are willing him on and supporting him. And it's amazing sort of fill-up for him that he's being supported like that, and that there's this flow of love and energy towards him. And it's really helping his recovery.
Yeah,
which is wonderful. And I know the fund is called the fundforphil.com. And we'll put the details on our website. I'll mention it again in a few moments. Anna, tell me about the concert planned for Saturday next, December the 11th. The good news, it's still going ahead.
It's going ahead.
It's in the Triskell Arts Centre in Cork, isn't it? Tony Sheehan there. Tell me about it.
Well, there's a fabulous lineup of musicians. There's Miles Drennan on piano, Richie Buckley on saxophone, Dave Redmond and Kevin Brady on drums and bass, who are part of the Philware Trio, two fabulous musicians. And then there's Paul Dunlea and, I'm missing somebody, Hugh Buckley.
And pianist Cormac McCarthy,
that's it, yeah. So it's going to be an absolutely fabulous night, and it's also going to be lovely to be playing again, although I will be sad because, as I said, the last gig I did before lockdown was February the 14th in Lost Lane with Phil, the trio, you know. Mm-hmm. And in a way, you kind of I sort of think I want my piano player back, you know, and I often say that to him. I say, get in and practice that piano now. I want you back on the boards, you know, and he gives me a good laugh. But I am very encouraged and deeply grateful to Cormac and all Phil's friends for all the, gosh, as Cormac says, the outpouring of support and love has been second to none. And Phil has an incredible personality, and even the staff where he is and the hospital, they all loved him because he's such a charming man, you know, and highly intelligent. And it's so heartbreaking to see that this man can't articulate his feelings. Although he's getting better at that, thankfully.
And Anna, if anyone wants to buy a ticket for this concert, A Night for Phil?
I think Cormac knows the exact website. It's the Triskell Arts Centre.
They should go. Phil has had an association with the Triskell going back some years, and he was their artist in residence. So I think Tony Sheehan, the director in Triskell, deserves great credit here. He's one of the first to contact us and say that he wanted to put on a show to support Phil. So if anybody wants, we've got a few tickets left. We were forced to reduce the capacity to half, as people know. So there's a few tickets left, and they should go to the Triskell Arts Centre website.
Yeah.
And they'll follow a link there.
Yeah, it's TriskellArtsCentre.ie. Sorry, Anna, you wanted to say something?
No, it's okay. Just going to say, if people weren't able to go because it's overbooked, but they still would like to do something for Phil, they can go to the fund and also donate. And there will be lots of future events, I think, happening over the next few years to support Phil ongoing.
Well, listen, to both of you on our afternoon, Cormac Loughlin, thank you so much. Yeah, the fundforphil.com or the TriskellArtsCentre.ie. Thank you both so much. He's lucky to have such brilliant friends, and I know everyone wishes Phil a full and speedy recovery. Thanks so much for chatting to us today. That's it. The programme was produced by Cora Ennis. Sheila Neve Weil was in sound. Michael Lawless was our BCO. Have a lovely Sunday, and I'll be here again next Sunday. Until then, slán.